Thanks, Alan. And as the in my role as foreman, I'm going to take my own objective to raise a few other elements. I completely concur on the role of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees and the concept of a capture. I don't think this is what Frank Church envisioned when he worked on intelligence reform. And I would point out that the Judiciary Committees actually have the authority to oversee the civil liberties issues of these programs and of the USA Patriot Act and of the FISA Amendments Act. So I want to highlight that because that's something that's not addressed. I want to go to the Deputy Attorney General's comments in front of the House Intelligence Committee earlier this week, where he said there's lots of internal judicial justice oversight, internal oversight within the Department of Justice. Well, the oversight body in the Department of Justice for these programs is the National Security Division. And the National Security Division have many very strong, skilled, capable lawyers, but the concept of having an objective review of whether or not this is necessary, I find to be a weak link, and I don't know that there could be the objective oversight. I also would like to note that the Department of Justice has a role of a privacy and civil liberties officer, and that role has been vacant since August, and it was noteworthy that the Deputy Attorney General did not note that the privacy and civil liberties officer was part of the review, because then the obvious question is, well, who is the privacy and civil liberties officer? So I would just have those observations on oversight.